Today, Democratic members of Congress unveiled their Green New Deal, a resolution they say will transform the economy and fight climate change. Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is spearheading the effort in the House, Ed Markey in the Senate. The non-binding resolution, we'll link it herenow.org, calls for a new national, social, industrial, and economic mobilization on a scale not seen since World War II and the New Deal era. Michael Greenstone is professor of economics at the University of Chicago, chief economist on President Obama's Council of Economic Advisors. Professor, it's lengthy, but you've read it all. 5 goals, 12 projects, and 15 requirements. Your thoughts?
Wow. It's not often that you get to read documents like that. It is a strikingly broad resolution. It takes on many troubling trends in American society. Climate change is part of it, but the comparisons with the New Deal or World War II or remaking American society are not misplaced.
Well, and Representative Ocasio-Cortez has long been pitching this as a moral imperative, tying the climate crisis to an economic crisis of growing inequality and wage stagnation, essentially saying as you fix the climate, you will fix things like inequality. Do you agree?
You're right. There's a very long laundry list here. It's not often that a lot of these things appear on the same laundry list. I think a challenge in policymaking is that it's often really difficult to do one thing well. And this is trying to do, I can't quite keep track, but maybe 5 or 6 things well.
Well, then let's take a look. Some of the goals: net zero greenhouse gas emissions, creating jobs, some of the projects, decarbonizing electricity. We'll get to the requirements in a second. But the idea seems to be that government will have more of a role in working on infrastructure. And in so doing, the government will then, you know, create jobs, raise wages, things like that. This is a very different view of taking on climate change. It's been market-driven. In fact, when you were working with the Obama administration, it was market-driven. There's nothing in here about requirements for, let's say, emissions trading or, you know, carbon capture. What's your sense of that? That switch of, you know, the market will be required to take care of it to government will get more involved?
Yeah, I guess for people who want to hold out hope for using markets to solve environmental problems, and I'm probably one of those people, it doesn't explicitly rule it out, but it sure looks like the traditional debate about the proper role of government in a market economy, that this resolution has a very particular view on that, and one that is probably inconsistent with the last several decades.
Help us with that. Carbon markets, is that the buying and trading of emissions? What companies that are overproducing can maybe offload them to other companies? What is that?
Yeah, it can take 2 forms. One would just be a carbon tax where firms pay a tax on based on the emissions of CO2. And the other would be a cap and trade market, and where in principle the government could auction off the permits that give firms the right to pollute.
Yeah.
I think too often our desire to do something about climate policy points to very specific things. We should have more energy efficient buildings, or we should have more solar plants or something like that. And that's a very kind of centralized viewpoint. I think what time and time again we have found is that when we set markets after finding the least expensive ways to reduce environmental problems, they turn up exciting new ways to get rid of emissions. And I think that is our best path forward, both because we'll find new ideas, and two, it's going to be much less expensive than any other approach.
Well, Ocasio-Cortez says this is an investment that might drive up the deficit, but will pay for itself. She was asked about that and about the more expanded role of the government by NPR's Steve Inskeep on Morning Edition. Let's listen.
We've already been paying the costs, except we have not been getting any of the benefit. And so what we're here to say is that government is not just for cleaning up other people's mess, but it's also for building solutions in places where the private sector will not.
And again, Professor Greenstone, you were part of President Obama's team that helped develop the government's social cost of carbon. Again, your thought.
This is really a set of ambitions. At the end of the day, bills do have to be paid, and I think one way that is sitting there is to use carbon markets. That's a tool that's on the shelf. It has not been used methodically in the United States, and I think it would be a way to address the carbon problem while also producing resources that could be used for some of the very laudatory goals that the bill sets out.
Well, we'll be looking at the new Green Deal over the, next couple months probably. But we want to ask you about something else. There seems to be even more of an urgency here. NASA scientists announced yesterday that 2018 was the fourth hottest year in recorded history. The last 5 years were also the warmest on record. 18 of the 19 warmest years have occurred since 2001. The significance of this recent news in your view?
Look, I think that it's becoming clear climate change is here. We don't have to have the debate about whether or not we should have climate change. We have climate change.
I'm going to hold you up there. We have a president who says it is debatable.
Yeah, I'm not in charge of President Trump's opinions or tweets, but what is clear in the day-to-day lives of American people and people around the world is that they're now beginning to confront the consequences of climate change. And returning to the Green New Deal, one thing that I do find quite refreshing about it is it kind of moves past this debate and takes it as given and asks, well, what should we be doing about that?
Yeah. That's Michael Greenstone, professor of economics at the University of Chicago. Previously, he served as the chief economist for President Obama's Council of Economic Advisors. Professor, thank you.
Thank you.